and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Beavis, I have seen the top of the mountain, and it is good.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
That harmonica?
Yeah.
That was a student of Dan's.
Oh, yeah. Really?
He took your harmonica class and graduated, what, 2011?
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
good.
That
really
was
good.
Blaine Fernman.
Blaine Fernman is one of the best harmonica players out there. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. It is the 21st day of October. What's so funny?
Nothing. I don't know.
You're anticipating something? You think you can read my mind?
No.
I was going to say it's the 21st day of October, a rather unusual October day. Normally,
why is that?
Well, normally it's cooler.
Oh, it is. Yes,
and I might add,
not normally in the 80s.
If all that global warming crap is really true, hey, I'll have it. Let's take it. I'll take this. Almost November and like 85 degrees. Bring it on. More global warming. We appreciate it this time of year. No, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I don't think that's the day.
It's 3rd of June.
And like the listeners, I wonder how long will we do that? Forever.
Yep.
It's like everything else we do.
Today is 1.21 gigawatt day.
I think I recognize that. That's Dr. Emmett Brown.
Uh-huh.
I'm already tired of hearing everybody talk about how Back to the Future 2, this was the day that they went to when they went into the fuse. Is that right? They went to October 21st, 2015.
Yeah.
And they said the Cubs. And by the way, I didn't keep up the Mets. I'm assuming
Mets won.
So it's 3-0.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Man. Oh, man.
So
even in Chicago, they hammered them.
So tragic.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to have seen it go to five games.
And it may. The Cubs
could.
May win tonight.
All it takes is one win for them, and they go five games.
They could go seven. This is a seven-game series.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's how much I know.
Yeah. They just have to win four in a row.
Yep.
Oh, boy. So, welcome. We're so glad to have you. We're going to do Halloween jokes today. Now, these are G-rated jokes, maybe some PG for the 11-year-old trick-or-treaters, but no PG-13, certainly no R. And you may want to find a way to just remember them. The number one problem that people have with jokes is they can't remember them. People tell me that. You can't remember jokes. So I know you're probably in the car, but if you can find any little way, you have a little recorder built in your phone, just give yourself enough of a note that you'll remember these jokes, because some of them are pretty funny. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, and 1 week from tomorrow, Freddie Freeman.
That's right. The never-ending, much too long Freddie Freeman joke.
Yes.
That only appears once a year, and it's the last day I'm on the air before Halloween. And Thursday will be the last day I'll be with you before Halloween. So, yes, Freddie Freeman. And whether Peon likes it or not, we will play one time Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Yeah.
The only station. Well, you say no? Okay, then.
No, I said I know. I know. That's it. We have to. At least one.
Here's why we have to. Here's an example. Dear Frank, I sure hope we're going to hear Pumpkinhead Harvey this year.
Mm-hmm.
My kids love it. I love it. My husband even likes it, even though he didn't at first. Love the show, but especially you, more than Ian and Dan.
Hmm.
And that's just one of many. That's Cheryl Thurman. Cheryl Thurman. Thank you, Cheryl. Here's another one. I'll just... Dear Frank, please, please, please tell me we will hear Pumpkinhead Harvey this year. I know some people don't like it. F them.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's a little harsh.
Wow.
Can't wait to hear it. That's just another.
Who wrote that one?
That is from Larry Teroniman.
Teroniman?
Larry Teroniman.
And he told Peon, basically, to...
Yeah, he did.
Man.
F me.
Hey, have you... Are you?
What?
You probably don't read, like, STL today. I know I don't read the paper.
I do.
Following this mayor of Chesterfield and his language?
No.
Obscenities, I saw somebody mention it, but I didn't hear
the
story.
Oh, man, they print... The Post printed, and I've never seen this before, they printed emails and where people that work with him are quoting him and the things he said to them, you MFers. And, I mean, it's so unprofessional. Yeah. But what I thought was interesting is they redacted the names of the people that he called names. In other words, if he said, yeah, that city councilman, he's nothing but a pile of SH, they took the councilman's name out. Why? it's a statement. It's a negative portrayal of the mayor, not about the people he called names. If I said Ian Geis is nothing but a pile of SH, it doesn't reflect poorly on you or reflects poorly on me, but they took the names of the people he was calling these names out. But it's hilarious to read. This guy is filthy, and he's the mayor of Chesterfield, not for long. They want him out of there because they said he is so vulgar and so profane.
Wow.
And we all know people like that, but there are certain places you can't get away with it. The same language you would use every day somewhere else, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do that if you're the mayor. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Now, I just saw you wipe your nose. You don't have a cold, do you?
I do.
Uh-oh. Archie, did he give it to you?
Yes.
Little babies.
For the last few days, we've both been fighting a bug.
Now, what do you have for the symptoms?
Both, it's just a scratchy throat and a nose.
Scratchy throat and nose running?
Yes.
That's a brain tumor.
Now, while you were laying down, did Angela come over and bubble both of you with your nose?
No.
That little bubble thing?
No, I don't think as an adult I would like that. It would feel...
When you're feeling blah like that, does she ever come over and give you a good HJ?
Of course. Don't all wives do that? Of course. I thought that was standard.
That's why you get
procedure.
Married.
Yeah.
That's why you get married.
He's sick all the time.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I have a couple things here.
And can I just say this? In case women don't know this, and I'm not kidding, the way we know we're really sick is if we are not the least bit interested in sex.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right.
That's when you are really
just
sick.
Just worn down and tired.
If you paraded... Who's the hottest woman you can think of? Give me somebody. Give me that Hardee's hamburger eating.
One of those.
I don't know her name.
Katy Perry. Yeah. If Katy Perry walked by you totally naked and your reaction was, I want to get some sleep, then you're sick.
Yes.
I'm serious. That's how we determine we are really sick. And if your wife, ladies, if you ever think he's faking it, take your clothes off. And go up and just kind of put him in his face. And if he just turns away and goes, leave me alone, then he's sick.
Right.
He's telling you he's really sick. He's not fake.
That's the true sign.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. What do you have?
Thank you very much. This was the other night during one of the playoff baseball games. And
can I explain something for people who might email me? Because I know Dan's laughing. Dan's in on the inside joke. HJ is Howard Johnson's. If you're...
Give me a Howard Johnson's?
Ice cream. If you're really feeling bad, does she give you some like an HJ? That means a bowl of ice cream.
Well, in that little cake that they used to give you with a sparkler in it.
Yeah, and even though it's not really Howard Johnson's, it's an old expression, and you still use it, even though it might be ice cream from anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was watching the baseball playoff game the other night, and a commercial came on, the Viagra commercial for the 100th time. It seems... That's the only one of three commercials that has aired during the playoffs.
I seem to see Cialis all the time.
They're both. I mean,
Cialis
I think
is all over the place.
Yeah, I think Cialis is all
Adam
over.
Wainwright even came out in the news and was essentially telling Major League Baseball, I'm watching baseball with my kids, and every other commercial is erectile dysfunction commercial.
But, that's their target audience.
I guess, but still, it's sports. Just overdone. But I thought it was interesting. I know this isn't probably the rule for people with erectile dysfunction, but maybe a small percentage of the men. It's just because you've been married so long, and you know it's the same woman in the bed next to you.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying maybe a small percentage of the men, that's their problem. It's just their...
Well, they would have to be very small. I can't even relate to
right. No, I can't either. But
you make it sound like if you've been married to somebody a long time, they're not arousing to you anymore. That's ridiculous.
Maybe just after, you know, 30 or 40 years, just looking at the same person, it just doesn't do the same, you know...
Can't relate. They're not talking about it. Is that Angela?
Yep, it is.
What'd she say?
She said that she's not going to bubble your nose tonight.
Yeah.
No, no. So suck the snot out of your nose.
But I thought it was interesting. One of the side effects they mentioned in the Viagra commercial is abnormal vision.
It's true.
So I started thinking, well, maybe that's not necessarily a bad thing. If one of the problems is that you're tired of looking at your wife that you've been married to,
I don't think it transforms her.
It could.
You know what it does? I'll tell you what it does.
I know, the blue tinge.
Yeah, blue. It's like you're wearing blue sunglasses.
But I just thought, if abnormal vision, that's not necessarily a bad side effect. Because, you know, all of a sudden your wife turns into maybe somebody that, you know, even just changes her appearance.
A little bit.
It could be, you know, something for the, you know, people kind of do role play and change their...
Exactly. And why do people think that some people do the role play thing? That's why they
do
it.
Put on a different colored wig or something.
And the professionals say that's healthy. That's not insulting.
No.
If you ask your wife to put on a black wig or blonde wig and maybe a baseball cap or, I don't know, wear a little schoolgirl clothes and a 18-year-old would wear to college or something, they say that is not to be taken as an insult.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That the alternative is find another girl.
Right.
You've chosen to stay with your mate
and
play games.
Just look totally different.
Yeah.
I took one and my eyes cleared up.
Well, abnormal. Normal for you is not good, so maybe you should start taking Viagra. Maybe it'll sharpen your vision.
Yeah.
The next thing I have, we've talked before about armadillos.
Yes, we have.
How they've been seen coming further and further north.
And they're always seen dead.
Yeah. I found some facts on armadillos. I just thought I'd... they are mammals. Did you know that?
I didn't know
that. They're the only living mammals that have shells.
Okay.
You think a turtle is a reptile, you know, so.
And Dan, you still missed it when you didn't call your band Reptile Dysfunction. Because I can see the logo. It's a snake just kind of hanging.
Mm-hmm. A limp snake.
Yeah,
I know.
Reptile Dysfunction. You missed it, man.
They're the only animals that carry leprosy.
Whoa, I've heard that.
Yes. Let's see, the only non-humans that can contract the rare biblical disease. They often get hit by cars. That's
because they jump up. Did you know that they hop?
It says they have an unfortunate habit of jumping straight up in the air when they are startled.
And what they're doing is jumping right up into the grill of the car, and you get smashed.
Or the undercarriage. That's what they said. The car goes over them, and then they jump up and smash.
They're stupid.
Not very smart. they have been called the poor man's pork. During the Great Depression, Texans ate a lot of armadillo meat. In fact, Herbert Hoover called them the Hoover hog. They smell. I've never gotten close enough to armadillo, but apparently older males fairly reek, and the few people who butcher one can stand to eat the meat. When an armadillo gets excited, scent glands near its butt start working overtime, making the smelly animals even more pungent.
Mm. No, thank you.
When they get excited, so when they go to mate, then they,
I guess,
start
smelling.
They start making themselves. It's the opposite of us.
Yeah,
we make ourselves smell good. They stink it up before they do.
Yeah.
And the last is how tough.
You know
their
what? I think that's a good idea because what it means is if the female armadillo, we ought to do this. Get a lot of stink and BO and stuff on us, and if she still wants you with that,
mm-hmm.
That's love.
Oh yeah,
that is love.
The last fact here is how tough their shells are.
How tough are they?
Well, they're so tough that they have been known to cause a bullet to ricochet.
Whoa.
Which have resulted in several cases of bystander injury when people try to shoot them. So they most animal control recommends that you trap them instead of trying to kill them with a weapon. So I just thought those were interesting.
Oh, they're effects.
Last thing I have is I saw this article, and I don't know if I want to ask this question, but I'm going to ask the question to the two of you here. Because they asked this question in the article about...
Hang on, Dan's on the phone.
Do people still wear pajamas to bed?
Some do.
Yeah, some do.
Yeah.
So what...
My wife wears pajamas.
Okay.
With a padlock on them.
What it said, they interviewed a bunch of 1,500 people, and most of them said they would wear pajamas as their...
For some reason when a guy...
More women do. A guy doesn't.
Thank you. When
only
a guy wears pajamas, it seems kind of gay.
I don't know if I want to ask this, but what...
I sleep in nothing.
You do.
You do?
Nothing at all. Nothing.
Was,
no, nothing.
That was unfortunate.
Aren't you sorry you asked? Now you have to try to visualize that. You can't get it out of your head.
I do. Generally sleep in my underwear and a T-shirt.
Because you know what?
You wear a shirt?
Sometimes. I do wear a T-shirt.
Sleeping
most of
with
the time.
Nothing on, it's that same feeling as skinny dipping. And I think I do it because of my experience with my friend Dana.
Oh, yeah.
When now he introduced me to underwear removal under the sheets, under the cool sheets.
And how old were you guys?
He was, I believe, 7, and I think I was 6.
Oh.
Maybe a little older. I had to be no more than 7. We moved.
Did it start then?
He was 8 and I was 7.
In the nude?
No. For many, many years, I slept in a T-shirt and tidy whities. And then about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I did it, and it felt great. It's like skinny dipping.
Did your wife have anything to comment about?
She doesn't know that I do.
You're in your bedroom.
She builds that bridge between us with those pillows.
Oh, yeah, great wall
of vagina. She builds that pillow wall, so she's never seen that I don't have clothes on. And she certainly wouldn't feel it because she doesn't like our bodies touching in the bed.
Does she sleep with... pajamas?
I don't know. She's never let me see. I don't know.
Oh.
She makes me have the lights out. Don't let me see her naked.
Most of the time I wear just boxers to bed, but I cannot
wear boxers.
Just nothing before. And I don't know.
I've never seen a pair of boxers where that front part.
The flap.
It doesn't hold you in. You're always poking out of it.
You got to get ones with a button on it.
Well, I've had them with a button, and it still wants to poke out.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never been a tidy whitey guy for a long time.
I can't wear boxers.
Here comes.
Yeah. Why, Dan?
I can't wear boxers. I just don't feel like it. I'm not going with a joke on this one.
I had a comedian one time call them swingeasies.
Yeah.
Because you just have no support.
I wear those boxer briefs, but I don't wear
That's
boxers.
Actually what I wear now.
Yeah.
They're longer,
yeah.
But they're tight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're tighter.
I just can't imagine a grown man wearing pajamas to bed every night. It just seems bizarre.
I will wear some in the wintertime.
You know who'd wear them? Brady, the Brady Bunch guy. He'd wear pajamas.
Yeah.
Greg Brady?
No, the dad.
Oh, the dad. Oh, yeah. I will wear some type of sweat. They're like, I don't know what they're called. But
pajama
they're like,
pants?
Yeah, just kind of. Pajama? Yeah, I guess pajama pants to bed in the wintertime. When it's cold, I'll do that.
What else you got?
That was it.
Dan, anything?
No.
All right, let's close it. Our segment's officially closed. We're going to take a break and back. We're going to talk to you. Dr. Doug will not be with us today, but we did this before one time when he was called away, and it worked out really, really well. You're going to call us because we, between the three of us, we have some pet experience, and we've been around Dr. Doug enough that some of the stuff is rubbed off. So we're going to take your calls about 4:15, and you can tell us what you need regarding your pets. We'll do that after this break. We'll be talking to you. 314-969-KTRS is the number. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I know you know those names because for 16 years or so, you've heard us mention them. If you change jobs, if you retire, you might have a 401k plan or a retirement account that you need help with. Most people do. You can set up a meeting and a review of your portfolio. You know, I didn't even know what a portfolio was till I was like 30 or something. I used to hear people say that. I thought, what the heck?
I didn't either. I never knew what a portfolio was. And then I also thought portfolio meant pictures.
Artwork.
At some point, yeah.
If an artist wants to go out and show somebody, they take a portfolio.
Yeah.
Well, it's essentially just all of your financials, all of your investments, what's liquid, what's not. You can call Mark and Jason. Their number is on the website, which I'll give it to you now, markandjason.com. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You do not have to meet with them again if you don't want to, but I think you very well may want to have a second meeting. They talk to their clients quarterly, which, unless you've had experience with a financial advisor who you really only talk to like once a year, you don't realize how nice that is, that they quarterly let you know kind of how things are looking. And during the quarterly call, they will discuss your investment's performance, the risk, short, long-term goals. Together, they have 46 years combined financial services experience. And there was Stifel as financial advisor, Stifel Nicholas & Company. Member SIPC and NYSC. And again, their website is markandjason.com.
Let's see how the traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, really, it's not bad, Dan. It's just the start of the rush hour. We do have westbound 40 from Kings Highway out through McCausland running pretty slow. Northbound 55 in that right lane from Park to the Poplar. A little slowdown now between Scudder and Airport Road on northbound 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hadley, Cure, the Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hey, boys and girls, Hadley here. Jimmy Hewer and I will have the Big Sports Show tonight, 6:30 p.m. I go one-on-one with Gary Pinkel. Thereafter, it's Hockey Sense with Andy Strickland. You better tune in to the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Are you suffering from sinus headaches, sinus infections? Well, you don't have to live like that. You can actually get help. Dr. Karen Boone and MetroSinus.com. Dr. Karen Boone comes from a long line of family doctors, and she has a procedure that she will perform on you called in-office balloon sinuplasty. Now, sinus surgery used to be very invasive, but not anymore, thanks to Dr. Karen Boone. She will sit you down in her office in St. Charles, takes about an hour. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. And it's permanent. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections, no more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus, 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus or MetroSinus.com.
Honey, are you doing something different? You look years younger.
You're listening to a revolution in anti-aging.
All I can say is, wow.
Introducing a world's first in anti-aging. It's called Beauty Whip, and it's about to change the way people look younger forever. That's why we're giving away a free full-size jar to anyone who calls now. Find out how to get your free jar by calling 1-800-900-1624. With Beauty Whip, looking younger has never been easier. It's the world's first anti-aging retinol you activate when you're ready to use it to ensure maximum freshness. The results are simply stunning. On wrinkles, crow's feet, age spots. If your results are too dramatic, simply apply less. It's remarkably effective, so please use responsibly. Beauty Whip is already whipping up a revolution nationwide because once you've taken years off your appearance with Beauty Whip, you won't be able to imagine looking younger without it. Call now while we're still giving it away for free. Get yours by calling 1-800-900-1624. That's 1-800-900-1624.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs. president and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-400-3088. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-400-3088. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-3088. 1-800-400-3088.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually sinks your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep at the Bedroom Store.
Behrenmeier Glass and Door. Simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Behrenmeier Glass and Door. Behrenmeier Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Behrenmeier Glass and Door can't be beat.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
Don't miss the Delta Trading Show, Sundays at 2 p.m. Dr. Vance Cast, one of the world's leading traders, will share how he's helped average people make $500 to $2,000 a day in the stock market. That's the Delta Trading Show, Sundays at 2 on KTRN.
All right, in addition to our little group of Halloween jokes we have for your kids to use, we'd be happy to take yours if you have some you want to throw. Now, remember, these are for kids for Halloween, so, you know, don't give us any of that R-rated or PG-13 stuff. I'm going to do one quick bit of business. Hey, what was the joke you just told me? I stand corrected, said the man in orthopedic shoes. That's funny. Now, you don't buy orthopedic shoes at Good Feet. You get inserts, arch support. You keep your own shoes. You got shoes you like, you wear them. I think a lot of people think that you have to get special. You don't. No special shoes. Your shoes. The only thing that changes, and it's subtle, is the way you walk and stand. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. You go in, you don't need an appointment. Doesn't take long. They ask you what's hurting. You tell them where the pain is. They're going to want to know how you stand and how you walk and what kind of pressure you're putting on different parts of your foot. And there's a simple way they do that. There's no MRI or X-ray. You stand in your socks on a piece of, it looks like carbon paper. It makes an imprint of your foot. These people have been trained to look at that imprint and know. They can tell if somebody, if the weight is evenly distributed on the feet, and they can tell if it's not. They know how to redistribute that weight. It's with an arch support, an insert, whatever you want to call it, from the Good Feet stores. They have hundreds of them. And sometimes the difference from one arch support to the next is so slight, but it's just enough difference to make a difference. So the whole process doesn't take long. They may start with an arch support they think is the right one. You know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like when you go to the optometrist. Is this better? Is this better? Is this better? One or two? One or two? They may bring two or three arch supports out. And then when you get up and walk around in the store and you smile and they can tell because of your sort of, response, we found it. We found the relief you've been looking for that foot pain or knee pain or back pain or headaches in a simple arch support from Good Feet. There's one in Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. And there's a Good Feet store in Shiloh, Illinois on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores. All right, let me talk to Dan. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Great. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, you and the team.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I read this question by Dan, and I thought about it actually a couple weeks ago when you're having your voice issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a guy that operated a car wash down in the valley.
By the way, this is a horrible telephone you're on.
Hold on. Is this better?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
You sound like you were in the Progresso soup can there for a minute.
I've got this stupid case on my phone that's
Well, now you're back. Now you're back to being unintelligible again. You fixed it, and then you're back to broken again. Go back. Whatever you just did. What'd you do to
it? Okay, is this better?
Yes. Hang on to that. That's it.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
So I knew a guy that operated a car wash down in the valley. His name was Randy Blue.
I knew Randy.
I know, and that's why the. You said you were having, you had voice issues, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I had talked to him, this was probably 10 or 15 years ago, when he was, of course, still alive. He said that you had or were contemplating insuring your voice.
No, I never did that.
You never did it, okay.
No, Randy might have had a couple of drinks today, came up with that.
No, Randy doesn't drink. Randy didn't drink.
No. Really? No, I never did that.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay.
I don't know that my voice would be worth that much money.
But it's your livelihood. That's what you do.
Every 2 years, I'll get whatever that was. It's like a not full-blown laryngitis. And I don't know if it's an allergy or what it is. And it goes away. And it's only every couple of years. And I never completely lose my voice. That hasn't happened for probably 25, 30 years.
But I'll let Dan tell the story. He told me something I didn't know. Dan, you tell the story.
Wasn't it Joan London or somebody like that that...
Mary Hart, her legs.
Mary Hart had her legs
insured for $1 million.
Yeah.
Insured her legs.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound like enough money to me because she made more than that in a year. That doesn't seem like much. I think it was more of a publicity stunt than anything else because they knew that it would get press if they said she'd taken out an insurance policy on her legs. Mary Hart had some great legs.
Yeah.
So, nope, not true.
Okay. All right.
All right, Dan. Yeah. And by the way, Randy Bluestone was just a great guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I every time you ran into him, and you know the interesting thing, too, and I know a lot of people don't know who we're talking about, but Country Club Car Wash, that was Randy Bluestone. And every time you'd run into him, he was nice and friendly. He loved the F word more than anybody.
Oh, yes, he did.
I told him one time, I said, do you have any idea how many times you used the F word? And he said, I have no effing idea. I mean, he couldn't even speak without saying it. And I said, my goodness, Randy, I've never heard anybody use the word. It just, to him, it was like saying car wash or something. It was no big deal. But the other thing I remember is he didn't tell people the truth in the last days. He told people he had pneumonia. He knew he was dying.
Oh, yes, he did.
But he told people he had pneumonia.
He
knew it. Absolutely knew it.
Yeah.
And I find that interesting that he didn't want to start that conversation with people. And if you say, I just got pneumonia, it kind of ends there.
I mean, he had like the biggest boat at Lake of the Ozarks. I don't know if you've ever been on it.
Oh, no. I've been on 65 feet.
Oh, unbelievable. I didn't get a chance to ride on the last boat he had, but the one he had before that. I mean, a lot of the Four Seasons, they had to build.
I've seen the dock. I've been on
the build a dock just for his boat.
Just for his boat. Look, the boat he had for Lake of the Ozarks. When you saw it coming down the channel, you went, "Oh my goodness, what the heck?" Somebody.
I mean, it was a ship.
For the lake, it was yacht in the yacht category.
Oh yeah.
It was a Carver 65-foot, custom made for him.
Unbelievable.
And you're talking like $3 million.
Oh, yeah, bow thrusters. Oh, man.
All right, Dan, hey, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. No, some people, and then the way they do it, you're not offended by it because they do it in such a jovial way. And we were standing on the dock one day, and I've never, outside of Joe Pesci and Goodfellas, I've never heard a guy use the F word this much. And you would introduce him to somebody and go, Randy, this is my friend Jim. He'd go, hey, Jim, how the F are you? And he didn't even mean it.
He doesn't even realize.
He doesn't even realize
he's doing it. I know someone like that, too. It's like every other word is the F-bomb.
Some people can do it, and even if you're normally offended, you're not, because they're so likable.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's something that would be offensive in most circles, but because of the way they do it, you just realize I'm not that offended. He doesn't know.
I know. That's this guy that when we all get around him, we know that every other word is going to be the F word. And he means nothing by it. It's just a pattern in his speech, and he just uses that word and doesn't even know that he's using that word.
When I was a kid, the way I was brought up, the most offensive, the absolute most offensive three things that you could say were the F word was one, GD, or the name Jesus Christ.
Yep.
In my house and my family, my grandmother, with the exception of one uncle, you did not hear the name of Jesus unless it was to say, Jesus Christ is my Lord, and say, or in a prayer. Nobody hit his finger with a hammer. Jesus! I mean, that was forbidden. I had an uncle who was that uncle. He was the black sheep uncle, the one who let me stay with him and had a closet full of Playboys and opened the door and said, knock yourself out. I mean, I was 15 years old. I was up all night. I'm not kidding. And he was that uncle, and he was the greatest. He's the uncle that would let you smoke a cigarette. Here, have a puff. He's the uncle that would let you fire a gun. He's the uncle that would let you see your dirty books. He didn't have any kids of his own.
He was the politically incorrect uncle.
Yeah. And this was the uncle, my uncle.
The fun uncle.
The fun uncle. This was the guy that he would only go to church once a year. That was Christmas. Because his mom, my grandmother, because this is my dad's brother, made him, even as a grown man, go to church on Christmas.
Just to placate.
So he'd go. But the whole time he's in church, Christmas, the Sunday before Christmas, it was a joke to him, and when they passed the plate around, he'd take all the money out and give it to me and my brother. I mean, so that the next person, the plate's empty, my brother and I have all the money. And then he'd replace it with candy. He'd fill the church offering plate with candy. It was hilarious. He did things that were considered to be so sacrilegious and disrespectful. I'll give you an example. My brother's name is Joel, J-O-E-L. Now, you know the Christmas song, Noel, Noel, you know that song.
Yeah.
Well, he would sit there and loudly, when the congregation, you know, the preacher would say, turn in your hymnals to page 249, let's all sing together the beautiful Christmas, Noel. Now, everyone's singing, he loudly would sing this way. Joel, 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 born is the boy who looks like hell. And my mother didn't want me around him.
Oh, you guys were probably cracking up laughing.
I couldn't wait to be around him. He was so, he bought a sled for me and my brother. Because my dad didn't have any money. Uncle Bill had a little money, so he buys a sled. I mean the real wooden sled where you lie down on your stomach, and it's got wooden steering, you know what I'm talking about? And it's got red metal
rails,
runners.
Yeah,
that's the typical, it's like a radio flyer wagon. In fact, maybe it's a radio flyer sled. So he buys one for me and my brother. And this mean kid who was 2 years older, his first name was Cheryl. And I always thought a boy named Cheryl was kind of odd. So Cheryl and his mean buddies took the sled away from me and my brother. Just manhandled it away from us, and they're sliding. Well, my Uncle Bill came home. We're at Uncle Bill's house. He had a hill. And he said, where's your sled? I got you. And I said, Cheryl Carroll took it. His name was Cheryl Carroll.
Cheryl Carroll.
That was his name.
C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
I said, he took it. He and his buddy. He said, where are they? And I said, right over there. They're coming back up to go down again down the hill. He goes, well, let's go. We'll talk with them. So he walks over there and he goes, hey, do you boys like, you like sliding down the hill, do you? They said, yeah, we do. He says, well, I got an idea. And he pulled the sled away from him. He says, I got an idea. Why don't you slide down on your asses and leave the sled I got from my nephews alone. Get the hell out of here. And I just thought, he's the greatest. This guy is the greatest. He's the uncle who, this is a fantastic story. He ran a newspaper, and I would work there for 50 cents an hour, part-time making some money. And he gets a phone call from his wife, my aunt. Some kids are messing on Halloween night with their collie. Their collie was in a pen out behind the house. Her name was Pretty Girl. That was the name of the collie. Pretty Girl looked like Lassie, just like Lassie. And she said, Bill, These kids are driving a pretty girl crazy. She's barking and barking. They're throwing firecrackers in her pen. He goes, what? She said, yeah. He said, all right, I'll be right there. He hangs up. I'm in his office. He goes, come on, you go with me. We'll take care of some business. He opens the drawer and takes a handgun out of his desk. And he gets in a Comet station wagon. We go to his house, and we pull up. We can hear, firecracker. And the dog is going crazy. He pulls in the driveway, turns the lights out, hands me the gun, and he said, go kill those kids. And I said, what? He said, you know what to do. He said, do you love pretty girl? I said, yeah. He said, go, just kill them. Those are mean kids, and they're going to grow up to be mean men. Kill them. He hands me the gun. And I said, I can't do that. He said, well, fine, I'll do it myself. Stay here. He gets out of the car, walks around back of the house, and I hear, and I hear guys screaming. And he comes back to the car and doesn't say anything. He backs out, and I said, Uncle Bill, what happened? He said, I killed those kids.
My goodness.
He said, they won't be messing with us anymore. And he just drove back to work. And I honestly wondered, did he? And then I saw that kid the next day. I thought, well, he didn't really kill him. I mean, he was that uncle.
I wonder if he just shot it in the air.
Oh, he did. He did. It scared him. But he's the uncle. Everybody should have an uncle like that. He's irreverent and... He drank a lot of beer, which in my household was considered really sinful. I mean, man, did he drink beer. Took me to play golf with him. I didn't know anything about golf. As soon as he got there, he couldn't get fast enough. Bud in the bottle. That's how he'd order. Bud in the bottle. Bud in the bottle. Not a can. Bud in the bottle. And he'd have two or three Budweisers going on the golf course. And he died at 47.
Whoa.
Yeah. Much too young.
Good old
Uncle Bill. The only guy in our family that had a boat. He had all kinds of toys. He had a boat. I think that's why I like boats.
Well, we didn't have kids.
He introduced me to Kipper snacks. If you go in the store with the tuna and the sardines, there's a Kipper, can of Kippers. And we're fishing one day. He took me fishing. And we weren't catching anything. So after a few hours, he said, let's take a break. He said, let's have some lunch. I said, what do we have? He said, we came here to have fish. We're having fish. And he opens the bag, and he's got these Kipper snacks and crackers. To this day, every time I open a can of Kippers, I think of Uncle Bill.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody should have an Uncle Bill. Let me do a little business, and we come back out of the news break. We will take your calls about your pets. I know what you're thinking. Where's Dr. Doug?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Doug has been called away and is unavailable, but he has trained us. We are, you know, like a nurse practitioner, we're veterinary practitioners, and we'll prove it when you call us with your pet question.
Hey, real quick, out of the three terms that you just said, Jesus Christ,
GD,
and F, I got smacked for saying two of them. The GD I never said, but I did say the F-bomb in front of my mom, and she smacked me across
the head with the phone.
Face with the phone. And then she took me out of school in fifth grade to go to the seventh game of the 1968 World Series. And when we got out to the car, when she told everybody I was going to the dentist, we got to the car, and she said, I have tickets for the World Series. And I went, Jesus Christ!
Oh, my goodness!
And she went...
Can I tell you something? We need to go back to that. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt that I didn't curse. It didn't hurt that there was no cursing in my life. It didn't hurt us.
No.
And we've lost it. There's nothing. Everything's all on the table now. Nothing is off the limit. Real quickly, I'll tell you the joke that Uncle Bill told that nobody laughed, and I think my mother wanted to ban him from ever being in our home again. And it was Christmas time, and he says, so Joseph and Mary... they're in the stable, and Joseph trips over the manger and falls down. And as he falls down, he goes, Jesus Christ. And she says, well, it's better than Irving. Like, that's how they came up with the name. Oh, man, did nobody laugh.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, they didn't think that was funny at all. Ballas Dental Care is at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. I've been a patient there for 42 years, 42 and a half. If you want to really be specific, I like it there. I do. And if I didn't, I would have changed dentists a long time ago. And for anybody that thinks, well, you know, you're there because they pay. Yeah, they do pay. They pay for me to talk about them. But they didn't come on board here till about 15, 16 years ago. I've been going there 42 years. I'm not there because they're here. They're here on the air because I go there and have gone so long. And I've had many opportunities to go to other dentists. I've had offers to be paid to go to another. I've had dental clinics offer to pay me to go there instead of Ballast Dental Care and talk about it. And I don't want to say there's no amount of money, because like anybody, if somebody said, here's $2 million, if you really like our dental clinic, would you come? I guess I would like to think I wouldn't, because I'm not interested, and I've been offered double what they pay. I like going there. I'm comfortable there, and you will be too. Even if you haven't been to a dentist in a long, long time, and I know what a long time is, 15, 20 years. That's right. There are people that go in there who haven't been that long. And there are people that come from as far as 150 miles, because when you finally find a dental clinic where you're not afraid anymore and you feel comfortable in their hands, you know they know what they're doing, and they treat you with respect and they don't make you ashamed or embarrassed, boom, that's what you've been looking for. I have it for you. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, we're picking up more volume now and slowdowns on southbound 270 from a little bit north of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, that's running heavy, 141 up through Highway 270. They've got the road work going on eastbound 370, and it's slowing down now between 94 and the Discovery Bridge. It looks like only the two right lanes getting through, and eastbound 270 heavy at McDonald through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Staples. Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call